cotton was chiefly crops that he grew.
Do you remember on a corn stalk what you call the different parts of it, what you call the top? There's a top piece that kind of comes out like that, and
tarsal.
What would you call the part of the corn that feels real smooth and it's kind of stringy on the
what's wrong with it?
You got an ear of corn, and you take the ear out, and you have something left.
Shuck.
And in the shuck, it's got kind of a stringy stuff. What would you call that? Would you ever have a name for that?
Just shuck. The whole the cover that goes over the ear is called a shuck. That's all I ever heard called.
Done. Do you ever remember what kinds of, did you have things for weighing cotton?
Oh yes, they had scales.
Do you remember what names you might use for different parts of the scales? If there was a...
There was a weight that went on there was called a P. That's all. Just the scales was just a straight piece of iron with a hook on the bottom of it that you hung the cotton on, and then put a P on the opposite end. I mean the end that pulled down. And that's all it's called. It's cotton scale.
When, what kinds of things might have infested the cotton and were pretty bad for crops? Do you remember?
Boll weevil was the worst thing that ever happened since I remember. Of course, that's bad enough.
Yeah. Was your father a farmer too?
Yeah.
What kinds of crops did he grow?
Same thing.
Did you ever grow watermelons?
Oh yeah. For mostly for our own consumption. Own use. Small patches.
Yeah. Did you ever have a name for a watermelon if it were kind of round, kind of small and round? Or did you ever have a name for one if it were long and had stripes on it like a rattlesnake?
Oh yeah. There were names for all of them, all types. Various names, I don't recall any of them.
Would you ever call a small round one a cannonball or a sugar baby?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cantaloupe, that is more of a